Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Let's get this thing going. What do you say? Come on. Be seated. Thank you. Be seated. We're going to have a time. Hey, are you still having a time? Amen. You know what? I think it ought to go this way. First night's powerful. Second night, we ought to crank it up one more level. Amen? That's what I'm talking about. Instead of getting lower every night, ought to crank it up every night. What do you say? Amen? Crank it up, baby. Crank it up. Brother Traber said he didn't have much of a bodyguard with him today. I was with him. Amen? Only a couple times. Only two times today did I have to say, you want to fight, punk? Just two times. We did all right. Amen. If you will, take your Bible, go to the book of Genesis chapter 22. You there yet? Say amen. When you're there, if you're there yet, clap. Amen. No, don't care. Genesis. Amen. Try clapping and saying amen. Saying amen. Genesis chapter 22. I can't do that. Amen. Are you there yet? Say amen.
Amen.
Isn't it great being here? Amen.
Amen.
I am constantly amazed just at every little preparation that has to take place to put on a conference like this. And it is just absolutely amazing. I mean, over and over and over, I think about every person that has a vital part to make this thing happen. And it's just exciting to see. I mean, you see guys walking around, staff members walking around with the 24/7 staff shirts, and people picking up garbage. Amen. People wiping off tables. People serving meals. Amen. Amen. People serving meals. Amen. It's a time. I was thinking just a little while ago. I thought, Brother Zachary's over here. The whole world is screaming its head off in here, but Brother Zachary's over. Hey, you know what? I'm sitting there saying, praise God for Brother Zachary, amen. He just brought the excitement up. You didn't know it, but oh man, all that music's getting you going. You're just getting excited, amen. Brother Zachary, where you at, brother? See, he stepped out when I'm preaching, amen. There he is. But thank you, Brother Zach. You didn't have to come back, brother, really. You didn't have to come back. I'll just point you out when during the sermon, amen. No. And I just thank God for everybody. I mean that. The Victorious Valley girls are here, and Brother and Sister McGill having a time, amen. And was your name originally McGillicuddy? No, just McGill all the way. All right. And Mrs. McGill, she's just a laughing box. Have you noticed that? Man, that's great. Taking her everywhere you preach, brother, you have a time, right? She'll get the crowd going, won't she? Huh? Does she laugh when she's not supposed to laugh? Sometimes. But we're having a time. I just want to thank everybody. I mean that. Brother Hudson, that guy, he's my hero, man. That guy is incredible, right? Brother Hudson. I got to go to lunch with Brother Hudson and two of his children. I had two girls. They both start with T. Tennille and Tara. Is that right, brother? Tennille and Tara. Where are they at? Tennille and Tara? They went out with Brother Zachary. All right. Where are you at? Up there. And we had a good time. And what a blessing it is. Just having everybody here. And I mean that, Brother Traber. I look around and I see everybody doing a job. I thank every teenager for coming. And really, you could have done something else, but you chose to come to this. And I just want to say thank you very much for doing that. And then all the workers that brought teenagers, that means a lot to me. I mean, we have great crowds of workers at our place, and we're going to go into camp next week. I'll get home Thursday night, Friday all day, work hard. Friday night, have a big meeting, and then go into the weekend, then camp on Monday, all week long, Monday through Saturday. We'll have us a time. And I tell you what, it takes good people to get the job done. Amen? And I just want you to know from my heart that I do notice these things. I do appreciate these things, and I appreciate every person that leads us on. I was watching Brother Ryan just during the game time. I mean, he's done so much, but here he is having a time, yelling his head off, getting everybody pumped about the game time. I appreciate that because I know it takes that, amen? And then Brother, the guy that runs us around a lot, who's that guy? Brother Manley. Yeah, Brother Manley. He's just unbelievable. I mean, Brother Hudson, he does a good job, doesn't he? He just takes care of everything. But just everybody. So North Valley and the staff and everybody, just everybody, I want to say thank you very much. You don't have to clap. That's from me to you. Thank you very much. Genesis chapter number 22. Are you there yet? Say amen.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 22. And I want to just talk for a few moments tonight because we got the real deal coming tonight. Brother Hudson is here. He's going to be preaching. Genesis chapter 22. I want you to look at a few verses with me, if you will, please. Look at Genesis chapter 22, verse number 1. How many love the Lord? Say amen.
Amen.
And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass and I, and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Verse number 8, And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Father, I pray now that you'll bless these few moments. Lord Jesus, I love you so very much. And I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be in this great place with these incredible people. Lord, what a privilege. I'll never forget it. I'll always remember these times. And Lord, what a joy it is to be together with all of these great men of God. And Lord, all of these teenagers and seeing them today at Great America with a great stand for the Lord. Lord, that was a joy. Just thank you for it. Lord, it was good seeing them. It's good being together. It's good singing. And Lord, it's good seeing the games. It's good watching people work. But Lord, it's just good to come to the Word of God. And Lord, see something happen in this week in our lives, and I want to thank you for it. Now, Lord, bless this time together in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen. I want to speak tonight just on one word, if I could, just for a few moments tonight. I would like to speak on this one word, committed. Committed. Just one, or we could say 24/7. But just one word, committed, or 24/7. I want you to notice something here about this life of Abraham. It is an amazing thing that God had called upon Abraham, and God would commune with Abraham in an audible voice, and he would call upon Abraham, and Abraham would talk back with God so they could hear each other in an audible way. And so God calls upon Abraham, and he says, Abraham, I want you to take your only son, Isaac, and I want you to offer him back to me for a burnt sacrifice. There's no hesitation here. I mean, it doesn't show us that there was any hesitation on Abraham's part. I don't know if there was, but according to the scriptures, it doesn't look like there was any hesitation on Abraham's part. Hey, you know something? Abraham had to step out tonight. Number one, he had to have faith in God. Can I tell you something? When everything else fails, faith will always work. Hey, it doesn't matter where you're at in life. Faith always works. You can keep your faith and your trust in God. Faith always works. And Abraham had come to a point into his life where the only thing that was going to work for him at that time was his faith in God. I don't believe that America, I don't believe that teenagers are at the point in their life where the only thing that's going to work and the only thing that's going to get the job done is their faith in God, because faith in God brings commitment. Abraham had faith in God. Abraham had faith in God. Sometimes faith is all you're going to have. Sometimes if you're going to be called to preach, faith is all you're going to have. Sometimes when you're a preacher, faith is all you're going to have. Sometimes in the ministry, faith is all you're going to have. Sometimes as a father, faith is all you're going to have. Sometimes as a mother, faith is all you're going to have. Sometimes in the storms of life, faith is all you're going to have. But can I tell you something? Faith in God is all you need. Faith and trust in God. Faith and trust in God. It's all he had. He had his only son, Isaac, given up the sacrifice. He was totally committed. He had faith in God. Faith in God never fails. I like it where he says, and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. He said, We're coming back. We're coming back. That's faith, my friend. And you know what we need today? Hey, my dear friends, I think we need some commitment. I think we're lacking on our part for commitment. If we could see somebody that really means business for God, really be committed, it's going to take a total faith in Jesus Christ to get this job done in this day and hour. Faith in God always works. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. You cannot please God if you do not have faith. Secondly, I want to say, look at verse number 12. The Bible says, and he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son from me. The second thing that it takes and how to have commitment is a real fear of God. Abraham had a real fear of God. Abraham's faith led him to have fear. And because of Abraham's fear, he was able to get the job done for the Lord. The Bible says, I know now, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son from me. Hey, you know something? If we don't get the job done, it's because we're withholding back from God. We're holding back some things on God. And the reason we hold back on God is because we don't have faith in this God. We don't have fear of God, and that's why we hold back on God, and that's why there's a lack of commitment, and things will never happen until we see a real faith and a real fear in this God that can change this world for Jesus Christ. That's what counts. Faith and fear. That's what counts. Faith and fear. Abraham was into it 24/7. Can you imagine? Could you really imagine having God ask you to do that? To take your only son and to slay your only son and give him back to God? It took faith. It took fear. I want you to look at verse number 16. The Bible says, and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates. Look at this. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Let me tell you something. You know why America's blessed? It's because the faith that Abraham had. America's blessed of God because Abraham had faith. America's blessed of God because Abraham had fear. And by the Bible says, because of Abraham's faith and because of Abraham's fear, God says, I will favor you if you have your faith and your fear. I will favor you. You know what we need today? We need God's favor. I'm begging for God's favor. But God's not going to give favor to those that are not committed to Him. God will not smile upon us if we're not committed to Him. God will not smile upon us if we don't have the fear of God in our eyes. Hey, God's not going to allow us to see great things happen unless we have great faith, unless we have great fear. And that's when God will once again give us favor that we need across the world for the cause of Jesus Christ to go 24/7 for His glory. Where's our commitment today? John Huss was a Bohemian reformer who believed the Bible to be infallible. And he believed it to be the supreme authority in all matters. They came to John Huss and they asked him if he would recant. They asked him if he would turn back his faith in God. See what John Huss did? He started reading the Word of God one day and the Word of God started getting in him. And the Word of God started telling him what was real. The Word of God started telling him what was true. And the Word of God told him how to get to heaven. The Word of God gave him the way of salvation. The Word of God produced that faith in his life. John Huss said, I cannot recant. He says, I place my faith and trust in this book, in the God of this book. I receive Jesus Christ as my Savior. I am committed totally to Him. He would not deny his God or his faith in God. He refused to deny his God and was taken to the stake to be burned. To be burned alive on his 42nd birthday in Constance, Germany. The final words of John Huss were, "What I taught with my lips, I seal with my blood." You know something, young people and workers tonight? It's our turn. It's our turn for the next generation. It's our turn. It's our turn for this commitment. I wonder if there's a young lady in here tonight that's holding back something in your life. You think it's more important. You think what you're doing is more important. But God says, give it up tonight. Hey, I wonder if there's a young man tonight that's holding back on God. God says, I want that thing in your life, but you're saying, oh no, and you still want faith. You still want fear, but God says, I can't give it to you unless you give me all that you have. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Last week I heard over in Iran, there was a meeting of a new terrorist group in Iran. And they said that in this meeting, they were gearing and focusing on Israel and the United States of America. And they said the amazing thing about this meeting is that it was a suicidal meeting. It was a meeting of those that would be willing to be a suicide bomber for their cause. And they said the amazing thing about that meeting is that meeting was filled with 11 and 12 and 13 year old boys for a cause that will never last, for a cause that is worthless. My friends, tonight you and I have the real cause. You and I have what it really matters. You and I must not sit back. You and I must not sit back anymore without commitment in our lives. Oh dear God, please give us commitment. Dear God, I want to be committed. Lord, is there anything in my life that I'm withholding on, that I'm holding back on? Dear God, is there anything that I'm not willing to give up? Is there anything in my life that I will not give to you because it's so important to me? I say tonight, let's lay it all on the altar so that we can have great faith, have great fear, so that we might once again see the favor of God upon us. That's what we need. Commitment 24/7. Commitment 24/7. Will you be committed tonight? Will you be committed when you go home? Will you be committed from now and forever for 24/7? Will you be committed for this cause of Christ? Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Brother Zachary, and I don't mean to prolong anything at all, but I wonder tonight as he plays, "All to Jesus I surrender." Would there be anybody that says tonight, in this moment now, I've been holding back on God. I'm committing right now. I'm committing right now. Whatever it is there anybody? Go ahead as he plays. You know, we live in a world of great commitment. Is it not true that athletes in our generation are committed? Is it not true that athletic fans in our generation are committed to their teams and to their individual leaders?
People are greatly committed to their jobs or occupations. Some people are committed to only their families. And some people are even committed to their religions. But why is there such a lack of commitment to Jesus Christ? How many would say, Pastor Mark, would you pray for me in this closing prayer that I might be committed like never before? 24/7, here's my hand. Would you pray for me in this closing prayer all over the auditorium? Young people, by the dozens are still praying. Anybody? Pastor Mark, would you pray for me that I'll be committed? Here's my hand. Here's my hand all over the auditorium. Father, I pray now in this moment of time that you would bless once again. Father, I'm so guilty so many times of not carrying out my commitment. But dear God, I pray that my commitment's increased because of this time together. Dear God, others laid down their life for us so that we could be yelling and screaming and having a time. But dear God, I truly believe now it's our turn. It is our turn in this nation. It's our turn with this generation to be committed 24/7. I pray for those.